Heavenly Father, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that you teach. For Jesus' sake, amen. Corruption. Corruption in government, corruption in business, corruption in the church, corruption among the people, and the gospel was being sacrificed on the altar of work righteousness. The land was ripe for judgment. And judgment came. A foreign nation brought its army. Death and destruction, bloodshed and suffering, people fleeing from the enemy. Am I talking about Ukraine? It is true that Ukraine has had a reputation for corruption. It is true that the Ukrainian Orthodox Church teaches that in order to get to heaven, we have to add our good works to what Jesus did. It's as though Jesus started building the stairway to heaven, but he only got halfway. And we have to build it the rest of the way. Well, actually, I'm not talking about Ukraine. I'm talking about the land of Judah in the days of the prophet Habakkuk. As we watch what's happening in Ukraine, we may wonder, why is God allowing this to happen? Okay, maybe Ukraine is corrupt. But Russia is too. So why does God allow a godless dictator to do this when God informed Habakkuk that the heathen nation of Chaldea was going to attack Judah? Habakkuk asked the same question. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? Did God explain? No. He simply told Habakkuk this from the second chapter of his book. Write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie, though it moves slowly, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. So there you have it. The ultimate answer to every why that we ask. It may be an international why, or a national why, or a state why, or a city why, or a personal why. But the answer is the same. The just shall live by his faith. Now, God speaks about a vision here, a vision that at the appointed time would surely come to pass, even if it takes a long time. Now, for Habakkuk, in his time, it would be 600 years before the baby was born in Bethlehem, the Savior, Christ the Lord. That was God's plan. And everything that was happening, everything that he was doing in the world, were like pieces of a puzzle, which, when finished, would produce this beautiful picture of salvation. Habakkuk knew about the promise. He knew that the Messiah would come and bring righteousness and peace. So when Jehovah speaks to him about the just, he's talking about the person who believes in this promised Messiah, the person who has been declared righteous through faith in Christ. He is just. He is justified. Forgiven through Christ, clothed with his righteousness, you and I are the just. And how do the just live out their lives? By faith. When you believe in Jesus, then you know that everything that he does is good, and it is right, no matter how it may appear to our eyes. There was a vision for Habakkuk. The Messiah is coming. The Chaldean invasion is going to somehow fit into that plan. There's a vision for us. Christ is coming again. And everything that is happening in the world and in our own lives is going to serve that ultimate purpose. At the end, it will speak and it will not lie. Though it moves slowly, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. The just shall live by his faith. Our faith is that the God of our salvation is in control. Our faith is that he knows what he is doing. Our faith is that Jesus will surely come again. Our faith is that while we wait, everything is working together for our good. It's not what these eyes see that matters, but what our heart sees. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Who is worse, Putin or Zelensky? Well, the way I see it, it looks like Putin is worse. If that's true, why does God allow someone who is more wicked to attack someone who is less wicked? Well, God's answer is simple. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. And so we live by faith. Why does God allow pain and sorrow to come into your life? God says, trust me. I know what I'm doing. After all, I saved you. I will save you again. I will save you when I take you out of your evil world to myself in heaven. Truly, the just shall live by faith. Let us turn to hymn 394 and offer our prayer to the Lord. 394, verse 1 and verse 3.
Say.